We commence afternoon cheering.
海加奉主的圣名开始我们下午的分享。
As we know in Houston Church, for the last several years, God has blessed us so much.
我们知道休斯顿教会在过去几年呢，神给我们很大的祝福。
God has brought many people to be baptized.
他带领了很多人来接受洗礼。
So God also brought many brothers and sisters to move here to Houston.
那也带领了很多弟兄姐妹呢，搬到了休斯顿地区。
So right now, we truly are blessed by God.
在现在呢，我们真正是被神所祝福的。
As we continue to grow together,
那当我们一起在一起成长的时候呢
，We must be able to work together well.
我们应该要互相能够一起的来工作。
The more people in a family, the more difficult it gets.
在一个家庭里面，人越多的时候呢，问题也就越多。
Before I went to Dallas Church.
在我到达拉斯教会之前
，I did not know I was going to be assigned to Dallas.
我那时候并不知道我那时候会被派到达拉斯去工作。
But I was there for a spiritual convocation.
当我在那里呢，参加了灵恩布道会。
And one of the nights of the spiritual convocation, I was sleeping.
那有一天晚上呢，在我在那里的时候呢，晚上我正在睡觉的时候呢
，As I was sleeping, all of a sudden Satan showed up. He's a big Satan.
那来了一个很大的魔鬼呢，就出现了，是一个很大的一个形象。
And he was dressed in battle gear, like all battle stuff.
那他身上穿的呢是征战的一种装备。
And he looked straight at me.
他就瞪看着我。
He said, "What are you doing here?"
他说你在这里做什么呢
？He said, "This is my territory."
这是我的地盘。
And during the time, I have no idea what was going on.
那时候呢，我并不了解发生了什么事情。
Then thank God, God allowed me to move to you know to Dallas area.
那感谢神，神呢就把我带领的到达拉斯的地区。
And after 4 years later, I know exactly what he was saying to me.
那在四年之后呢，我就了解了他那时候。为什么会这样子说
？That actually it is a battle between Satan and his God and God's people.
那实际上呢是撒旦跟神的子民的一个征战。
So right now, as for Houston,
那现在呢我们在休斯顿地区。
No, we cannot allow Satan to come between you and I.
我们不能让撒旦呢到我们之间来。
And between brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姐妹的中间。
And the way to do this, you and I must work together in humility.
那我们必须要谦卑的一起的工作。
It's not easy.
这并不容易。
But I remember one time, when I was in TTP.
那记得我还是神学生的时候。
And his older brother, he also was in TTP. He was auditing student.
那有一位年纪比较大的弟兄呢，他是来做旁听。
And really, I mean, I usually get along with everybody.
我通常呢跟每一个人都处得还不错。
But this brother is just a little bit strange.
那这位弟兄呢，就是有一点点奇怪。
And he always liked to hang out with me, and I really don't like to hang out with him too much.
他常常想要跟我在一起，但是我并不想花那么多时间跟他在一起。
So one time he said, "You know, Vudi, I need to lose some weight, and the doctor tell me, you know, I need to go to the gym."
那这位弟兄告诉我说 ，Vudi 啊，那我这个医生叫我必须要减肥。
I said, "Oh yeah, that's not a problem. You know, when I go to the gym, you can go with me."
那我说那不是问题。当我去运动的时候呢，你也可以跟我一起到健身房来。
So the first time I went to the gym with him, I was so embarrassed.
那第一次呢，我跟他去健身房的时候呢，我就觉得实在很不好意思。
Because he's a chubby brother.
因为他是一个体重比较重的一位弟兄。
And he came out with his spandex on. Spandex. He was wearing spandex. Oh, spandex like shorts.
啊，他就穿一个很短的运动裤。
And okay, that's already bad enough. When you are chubby like that, you cannot wear tight spandex.
你如果这还不是太但是如果你身材比较壮的话呢，应该不要穿太紧的。
And then he wore a tank top, which is slit all the way down here. You can see like
all the meat hanging
out.
穿个背心呢，他身上的肉呢都露出来了。
And then the time he had his big eyeglasses on.
那时候呢，戴一个很大框的一个眼镜。
And he just had something, you know.Was something happening with his eye, so he had an eye patch on also.
那他眼睛呢？因为那时候他眼睛有问题呢，所以还戴一个眼罩。
And then he had a bandana on.
然后还戴了一个头箍。
And he has this, you know, the sweat bracelet, the sweat thing you put on your wrist.
那手上呢还有这擦汗的这个挂在手腕上的。
So when he came out, it's like, oh no, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know this person, you know.
啊，他来的时候我就说啊，真的是觉得很不好意思，我不认识这个人。
Really, after that first day, I really don't want to go to the gym with him anymore.
在这个之后呢，我真的不想跟他再去健身房。
Not only that, when I teach him how to lift weights and stuff, he's like the worst student ever.
那我在教他怎么来举重的时候呢，他不是一个很，他是大概我认识最不好的一个学生。
Because he's so awkward.
因为他的不是很协调。
And he does not know how to listen to instructions.
那他也听不懂我要给他的这个指示。
So I'm dealing with him, you know, and I'm so embarrassed because you know, at the gym, everybody looking good, this and that. Then I'm with this guy, he's just like, he's out of the 1960s or something. I mean, nobody exists like that, you know?
那我们在健身房，别人在看我们的时候，这个人好像是从1960年代来的，没有，从来没有遇到这种的状况。
I had to deal with that like for 3 months.
我因为要花这样做这样的事情呢，我做了3个月的时间。
But really, thank God, after prayer, after a lot of prayer.
那感谢神，在祷告，在很多的祷告之后呢。
And after a lot of scripture reading.
然后读了很多的经文之后呢。
We became very close.
我们就变成了很好的朋友。
And for me, this is really a great miracle.
那这真是一个很大的一个神迹。
Not only from my point of view, it's also from his point of view, because he doesn't like anything I do, and we just the opposite.
那这不只是从我的角度来看，也从他的角度来看，因为我们两个个性上呢，其实是相不合的。
And the time I really learned that prayer transcends beyond time and space. Right, prayer can make everything possible.
那我就知道了，祷告呢是可以超越时空，也是可以让什么事都能够成就的。
So let's go to 2 Kings chapter 6.
我们来看列王记下的第六章。
Of course, working together, remember, working together is not always good.
在一起工作的时候呢，并不是所有的时候都是好的。
Just like the Tower of Babel.
就像做巴别塔的时候。
They worked together.
他们那时候一同工作。
They spoke only one language.
他们那时候说一种语言。
But their purpose of building the tower was against God's will.
但是他们盖巴别塔的用意呢，是不符合神的旨意。
Because their purpose is to glorify themselves.
因为他们的目的呢，是要荣耀自身。
So even though you and I work, you know, trying to work together.
就像你我是应该要一同工作的时候。
We must pursue what is God's will.
那我们应该要追寻什么是神的旨意。
So there's two stories in chapter 6 I want to share with you.
那在第六章这里呢，有两个故事呢，我想跟各位一同做分享。
That is the story of the floating axe head.
这里讲到的这个浮上来的水上飘上来的斧头。
And also the story of the great famine in Samaria.
那时候在撒玛利的时候有一个很大的饥荒。
These two stories tell us how, you know, the Israelites work together.
这时候呢，我们看到以色列人他们是如何的一同的工作。
One is to do something good.
一个呢是做一些好的事情。
And one to do something that is quite evil.
那另外一件是做一件很邪恶的事情。
So let's start with the one that's very negative first.
那我们从负面的来先看。
So we can end with a positive note.
那我们在最后呢，可以有一个正面的一个教训可以做学习。
So 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 24.
请看列王记下第六章第二十四节。
See, we know that during this time, the Israelites sinned greatly against God.
在这时呢，以色列人呢，在神眼中行的很罪恶的事情。
And the relationship with God was not good.
他们跟神的关系其实是不好的。
Actually, the relationship with God did not even exist among the Israelites.
那时候以色列人其实跟神并没有任何的关系了。
So that's why so many things bad have happened.
所以那时候很多不好的事件就发生了。
But here in verse 24, it happened after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria.
此后亚兰王便哈达聚集他全军上来围困撒玛利亚。
So to besiege a city, this means to have complete control over them.
那在这里呢，已经把这整个城市给围起来了。
Of course, the king of Syria been a long time enemy of the Israelites.
那我们知道那时候叙利亚的王呢，是跟以色列人是长期的敌人。
And when they besieged, they besieged the city of Samaria.
那时候呢，就把这个撒玛利亚被围困起来。
Of course, Samaria is they have Jews and have Gentile.
那时候撒玛利亚当然那时候有一半的是犹太人，一半的是外邦的人。
And because of this, there was a great famine in Samaria.
被围困以后呢，所以有饥荒。
And even a donkey's head and a cost.Sold for 80 shekels of silver.
一个驴头值银80舍克勒。
And I Google it, see how much that costs. So it would cost $307 nowadays for a donkey's head.
那我就在网络上去查了以后呢，就看到说现在这个驴头在 今日的价值呢是值307块钱。
Of course, that is quite expensive.
那是蛮昂贵的。
You know, for $307, you can buy a whole cow almost, right?
那在307块，你应该可以买整头牛。
So here, and then even a dove, you know, 1/4 of a cup of dove dropping for 5 shekels silver.
在这里呢，鸽子粪只赢5克舍勒。
So here, why do people buy a dove dropping?
在这里为什么要买鸽子的粪呢？
Let me interact with you because you can stay up a little bit. 那我们如果
各位有互动的话，大家也许精神可以比较集中。
You know why people buy dove dropping? Like, no, what's that? What's that? What?
Fertilizer.
Yeah, actually.
是做这个肥料的。
Actually, during that time, they did not use dove dropping for fertilizer.
其实那时候他们鸽子粪呢，并不是拿来做肥料的。
Even though it seemed like it's common sense, you know, droppings, you can make good fertilizer.
那当然，这个是尝试，就是说，如果说鸽子粪或者是粪便可以做很好的肥料。
But why would they equate that with food, right? Donkey's head and also dropping.
那为什么这边讲到驴头，也讲到鸽子粪呢？
If there's a great famine, why would you use...Try to buy it to fertilize what? There's nothing grown. There's a famine.
那时候有饥荒呢？那时候就算买了肥料，那肥料的用意是什么呢？
What do you guys think?
各位的想法是什么？
I just googled it.
那我也去查了。
Yes. First, who says for burning? Yes. It's actually, it's first for burning. For burning.
那是拿来做一个燃料。
It make a great slow burning fuel.
那这个是一个可以维持很久的一个燃料。
So that's one thing they use for.
那这个是他们用来做的事情。
And another thing, because there's so much salt in dove dropping, they use also to preserve different kind of food and stuff like that.
因为那时候呢，鸽子粪便里面的含盐量很高，所以那时候也可以拿来做一个保存食物的一个防腐剂。
So actually, what they try to tell us that actually here they're in great famine.
所以那时候告诉我们的那时候，他们是在一个很严重的饥荒的一个时代里面。
Even the donkey's head is sold for $307.
在这时候，一个驴头呢要卖了307块钱。
Even the dove dropping can be sold. People buy what to use it for fuel, also used to preserve certain things that they have.
那鸽子粪呢拿来呢不只是做燃料呢，也来做防腐的用途。
And then, of course, because of this great famine, and then there's 2 women.
那在这里呢，有两个妇人。
And verse 26, let's go verse 26.
我们请看26节。
Then as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, Help my lord, O king.
一日以色列王在城上经过，有一个妇人向他呼叫说，我主我王，求你帮助。
And he said, If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or from the vine press?
27节，王说，耶和华不帮助你，我从何处帮助你？你是从和尚或者从酒榨呢？
Of course, the king, he answered very appropriately in the sense that, you know, if God does not help you, how can you expect me to help you?
那他回答的呢，其实是对，他说，如果神不帮助你的话呢，我有怎么样的办法来帮助你？
Because he cannot go anywhere, find anything in any places.
因为他不能在任何地方找到任何的东西来帮助他。
And then the king continued to ask her in verse 28.
第28节，王问妇人说，
The king said to her, What is troubling you? And she answered, The woman said to me, Give your son, that we may eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow.
妇人她回答说，这妇人对我说，你的儿子取来，我们今日可以吃，明日可以吃我的儿子。
I mean, this seems like, you know, you can see like, you know, they come to an agreement.
那你可以看到呢，他们现在呢是有一个共识。
That okay, you know, because we are starving to death, and today we'll eat, you know, my son, and tomorrow eat your son.
那现在呢，其实我们是很饥饿的呢，所以我们就来一子而食。
And then verse 29.
那我们请看29节。
So we boiled my son and ate him.
我们就煮了我的儿子吃了。
I mean, just really think about this.
我们就这样子来想。
What justice this woman won from the king?
那在这里呢，这个妇人想得到的公义，从王得来的公义是什么呢？
What is she upset about?
她为什么生气呢？
What's that? Oh, okay.
说王因为没有让整个这个被围的城呢有食物。
Yeah, actually the king himself have no food to eat too.
那在这里呢，其实在饥荒的时候呢，这个王呢，他也没有食物可以吃。
But here when this woman said to the king, right, she want to seek justice from the king.
他在这里呢，他求神的求王的帮助呢，是希望能够得到一个公平的待遇。
And she told a story. A woman said to me, "Give your son that we may eat him today."
那有一个妇人对这个妇人说呢，将你的儿子取来，我们今日可以吃。
And then your son, and then we will eat my son tomorrow.
明天呢，可以吃我的儿子。
So this woman going to the king, she's all trouble. She said, "No, king, you have to do something about this situation."
那这个妇人呢，到了王前面就跟王说呢，你应该来处理这样子的事情。
Of course, these women working together, agreeing together to do this awful thing.
那这两个妇人呢，那时候呢，就同意了来做这个很糟糕的事情。
But so, what is her main concern?
那她的这时候她所计较的是什么呢？
Wait, think about this.
我们来这样子想。
What is your main concern?
他这时候他心里想的是什么呢？
What's that? Food.
他想到的是食物。
What about food? Yes, it's about food. What about food?
关于食物的哪一方面呢？就是说他的儿子已经被吃了，他想要吃另外一个妇人的儿子。
Yes, and you are right, right? Because when I read this quickly, I thought, oh, she was sad because her son has been eaten. No, she was sad because she have no food to eat. She want to eat the other lady's son. She don't think it's fair.
这里我一开始想的时候是说他很难过，因为他需要吃自己的儿子才能生存下来。但是并不是，他在这里呢是想吃另外一个妇人的儿子。
Actually, this is a very sad story.
那这是一个非常悲哀的一个故事。
You can see living without God.
我们也知道，如果心里没有神的话
，nothing really, you know, nothing really important to you.
那在这里呢，任何事情对你来说都不是重要的。
Just like this woman.
就像这个妇人一样。
If I can see if two fathers, you know, eating their kid, I mean, it's not understandable, but you can understand a little bit, right? But two mothers, mothers of course, we want to protect their children.
那说如果是两个父亲吃自己的儿子，虽然是很不能想象的呢，但是对我来说比较起来呢，因为母亲是应该保护儿子的话呢，妇人吃自己的儿子呢，是一种更让我不能想象的一种状况。
Now, almost every animals, the mothers, they would risk their lives to, you know, to keep their cubs, to protect their cubs, and everything like that.
几乎所有的动物呢，母亲呢都会有这种保护他们孩子的本能。
So for two mothers,
所以这里有两位妇人
to agree with one another.
他们就互相同意了。
And how did they kill their son?
他们怎么样把他的儿子杀了呢？
They boiled them.
他们就煮了他。
Really think about how awful this is.
我们来想想看，这是多么不好的一件事情。
They are mothers.
他们都是母亲。
They would have the closest love, like the love of God.
他们应该要有很最亲密的爱，就像神的爱一般。
But because they have no God in their lives.
但是他们心里面没有神。
And because the enemy besieged them and take control over the city.
因为他们的敌人把他们围起来了。
And that's why they feel the children, you know what, it's not important.
那他们就想说啊，我们的孩童并不重要了。
I mean, I cannot imagine what it's like to be, have that kind of mentality to boil your own kids.
那我从来不能想象呢，要来煮自己的孩子吃的这种心态是怎么样的一种心态。
This kind of stuff happened before in Cambodia during the communists.
那这时候呢，这件事情以前在这个柬埔寨共党的时候是发生的。
I see that people eat other people when they die.
我知道说有人看到说是说有人在别人死了以后呢就吃他们的肉。
Actually, I never see like mothers get together and take their sons and boil them, eat them. I never seen that.
但是我并没有听过看过，就是说母亲换自己的小孩煮来吃。
And that's why in verse 20, right? And she said, and I said to her on the next day, give your son that we may eat. Right? That's all she's concerned about. She's concerned about that. You know, that she doesn't give me her son to eat.
次日我对她说，你要将你的儿子取来，我们可以吃。
I mean, how can you have this kind of heart toward children?
那你怎么能够有这样子的心态来对待孩童呢？
And then she said, but she has hidden her son.
但是她说呢，这个另外一个妇人的孩子就被藏起来了。
I mean, it's when we think about this concept,
所以我们来想想这样子的一个观念。
Now, later on, we're talking about young mothers or young parents.
我们等一下要来讨论一下有关于年轻的父母亲。
Now, sometime in, the, you know, in our faith.
那有的时候在我们的信仰之中。
We also sacrifice our children without knowing it.
那有的时候呢，我们其实就牺牲了我们的孩子，但是我们并不自觉。
Now, we are so focused on the things in this world.
如果我们把事情呢都是专注在这个世上的事情
And we also want them to gain all the things in this world.
那我们希望他们能够在世上得到所有的。
Spiritually, we are sacrificing them to, sacrificing them.
在灵性上呢我们在牺牲他们。
And this woman, she has no conscience at all. This woman has no conscience.
那这个妇女呢她其实已经没有任何良知了。
I mean, she must be, they must have been starving, right? Because they ate the, her son, the day before, and the next day, she's already very hungry already.
那那时候他们大概是真的很饿，因为前一天才吃了自己的小孩，第二天，他就想吃其他人的小孩。
That's why you and I must be very careful.
所以你我必须要很谨慎。
If we really allow Satan to take over our hearts,
那如果说要让撒旦呢到我们的心里来
，then all we focus on is to gain the things of this world.
那我们所注重的呢就是得着这世界上的事物。
Then we will sacrifice our children without knowing it.
那我们就会。牺牲了我们的孩子，但是我们并不明了。
But thank God, I see in Houston Church, you can see the young people, the little children, they're very blessed. They have so many brothers and sisters who care about them and bring them to Christ.
但是我们可以看到，在休斯顿教会呢，我们的孩童其实是很受祝福的，有很多有爱心的弟兄姐妹呢，把他们引到神的面前来。
But actually, I also work many other young children.
但我也跟其他很多年轻的孩童工作。
Quite often when I receive emails from them, of course, it's always anonymous. They don't tell me their name and stuff like that.
那有的时候我会收到他们的电子邮件，很多时候是没有具名的。
They just share with me that they are a member of the church.
他们跟我说他们是教会的青年。
And every time I receive the email, I just feel so sad for them.
那有的时候呢，我是为他们来说是很悲伤的。
Because they are so lost.
因为他们很迷失了。
And the relationship with God no longer exists.
那他们并没有再跟神有任何的关系了。
But thank God they reach out and they want to get help.
但是他们很感谢神呢，他们愿意走出第一步，想要得到帮助。
But sometimes they're already in the boiling water already, and it's just very difficult to get them out.
但是有的时候他们已经在快要沸腾的水之中了，很难就把他们给。
So make sure you and I are very clear-minded.
所以我们必须要有一颗很清醒的心。
Don't be agreeable so easy to do things that is evil.
不要做很容易的去行一些恶的事情。
These two women, two should be loving mothers.
这两个妇人其实他们是应该是很有爱的两位母亲。
All they need is one of them to say no. That is very stupid. How can you do that?
那只要一个人说这样子是很愚笨的事情，你怎么会想做这样的事情呢
？If you don't know how old they are,
我们不知道他们年纪有多大。
No matter what, their children, their son cannot be older than them.
那我们不知，但是我们知道他们的孩童一定比他们年轻。
And these are not daughters, sons, right? Sons, actually, sons, they want you know to make them important.Of you know, being sons in a sense that this is something that's very precious.
那不是女儿，只是讲儿子。儿子对他们来说应该是很宝贵的。
Of course, I'm not saying two daughters is okay. No, I'm not saying.
那我也不是说如果这里写记载的是两个女儿这样的事情就是
可以
接受的。
The Bible states two mothers for a reason.
那在这里呢，讲到的是两位妇人是有个原因的。
Two people who are supposed to be full of love.
这两位应该是有很深的爱的人。
And two sons who are supposed to be so precious.
这两个儿子应该在他们心目中是最宝贵的。
But to this loving mother, they did such evil things.
但是这两个母亲做了这样子一件邪恶的事情。
I mean, if you're going to die from starvation, at least, right, die, and then your sons will grow, you know, have much more...longer life than you, right?
那你如果真的是要被饿死呢？其实你先死去的话呢，也许你的下一代呢反而有东西可以吃。
But they cannot see very clearly.
但是他们看的并不是很清楚。
All they saw is to keep their stomach full.
那他们想要做的呢，就是让他们现在能够得到饱足。
And this is a very sad story.
这是一个很悲伤的一个故事。
And that's why I didn't want to start with this story first, and then everybody go home depressed.
那我不想要等一下再讲这，因为到时候回家的大家都会觉得是，很忧虑的。
But brothers and sisters, it's also happened to us nowadays, spiritually speaking.
在灵性上呢，弟兄姐妹，这也对我们来说这件事也是会发生的。
But Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 7.
我们看第六章的第一节到第七节。
This is a very positive story.
这是一个很正面的一个故事。
This story about the floating axe head.
这里讲到一个斧头掉到水里。
It's very ironic, right?
那这是很有趣的一件事情。
Because an axe head is very heavy.
因为我们知道这个斧头呢是很重的。
It cannot be floating.
那其实呢是不应该浮起来的。
But this axe head is floating.
但是这个斧头呢飘起来了。
And why this miracle happened?
为什么这样子的一个神迹发生了呢？
Chapter 6 verse 1.
我们请看第六章的第一节。
And the son of the prophet said to Elisha, See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us.
先知门徒对以利沙说，看啊，我们从你所住的地方过于窄小。
See, this is a motivation.
那这是他们的动机。
A very positive motivation.
这是一个很正面的一个动机。
Why? Because they're dwelling together, right? They're living together.
为什么呢？因为他们住在一起。
So, but the place become too small.
那这个地方呢，过于窄小。
So because of this, and then verse 2 say, Please let us go to the Jordan, and let every man take a beam from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go.
第二节说，求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料，建造房屋居住。
So I'm sure they start off with a small place. Now they're getting too big. Now they need a new place to live.
那一开始呢，他们所住的地方一定是很窄小的呢。他们想要做一个宽一点的地方。
But they don't just sit there and ask the man of God to do something about it.
那并不是他们只要以利沙去做一些事情。
But they themselves say, "Please let us go to the Jordan." This means they're willing to work themselves.
他说，求你容我们往约旦河去，就是他们自己愿意去做这样的事情。
And then the man of God said, "Yes, you can go ahead."
那时候神人就跟他们说呢，我们是可以这样子去的。
Then in verse 3,
第三节。
Then one said, "Please consent to go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go."
有一个人说，求你与仆人同去。回答说，我可以去。
You know, even though these three verses doesn't seem really it's that important.
那这三节呢，看起来呢，也许并不是那样重要的。
For me, these three verses is why the miracle happened in the first place.
那这就是为什么这件神迹会发生的主要原因。
Actually, Elisha did not need to go with them.
那在这里，以利沙呢，他其实不需要做这样的事情。
But you guys are young, go and cut down the tree. Yeah, do whatever you need to do.
他说，你们都是年轻人，你们就去把砍树木，然后把树木搬回来。
But because they want to go with they want him to go with them, so he did.
那这里呢，他们要求他一起去呢，他就做了这样子的事情。
And this is very important when it comes to relationship.
那这里呢，在我们关系上呢，是很重要的一件事情。
No, not everything that you and I do that we're gonna like, especially with our family.
那有的时候在家庭里面，并不是每一件事情都是我们想要去做的。
So my niece's birthday, Evelyn, my niece Evelyn's birthday was a couple of days ago on the 19th.
那我的侄女呢 ，Evelyn， 她生日是两天前，19号。
And her favorite cake is this red velvet chocolate cake.
那她喜欢的是一种这种 red velvet 的这种 cake 这种蛋糕。
And my thought is that I'm gonna go to Kroger and just get a cake. It's already Kroger is 5 minutes from my house, and that's it.
那我想说，我就到 Kroger 这个店里面呢，去帮她买一个这样子的蛋糕。
And then my wife said, "No, go and get the cake." I say, "Where is it? It's in McKinney, like 20 minutes away from where I live."
那我的太太就说呢，传道娘就说要去一个 McKinney 呢，就是路程呢是20分钟的路程。
I say, "First, it's 40 minutes to get a cake. How good is it?"
那我就说，这要花40分钟的时间就去为了一个蛋糕，这个蛋糕有这么值得吗
？And for me, I don't like red velvet cake. I don't like any like fake coloring and cake. I don't like that at all.
那我不喜欢这些蛋糕里面有一些这种红色的色素呢，所以我不喜欢这个 red velvet cake.
So I went there anyway.
那我还是去了。
And at first I got lost going there, so it took me like almost 30 minutes.
那其实我找不到地方，所以花了大概30分钟的时间。
So my niece said, "Get only the 8-inch cake."
那我的侄女就说，你就买一个八寸的。
So I'm trying to be like a good uncle. I told the lady, "Oh, give me the 10-inch cake."
那我到那边呢，我就想说我要当一个好的叔父，所以我说给我10寸的。
And then while I was checking out, I look up, I look at the price. Say, no, give me the 8-inch cake. There's no way, what kind?"
我看到的那时候的这个花的那个十寸蛋糕的钱呢，我就说那我还是要买一个八寸的。
I was in shock. I like, what 10-inch cake? How much can it cost? It costs so much money.
我想说十寸的蛋糕怎么会这么贵呢
？I say, okay, give me the 8 inches. So I took 8 inches.
所以我还是买了八寸的。
Even then, I like, this is cost so much. I would not even do it for myself.
那我说这个其实花很多钱，我为我自己呢，我都不想买这样子的一个蛋糕。
But of course, because my niece she really liked it, so I went out of my way and go get it for her.
那当然，我的侄女很喜欢呢，所以我就有办法的时候呢，我就去帮她买。
Then of course, my wife said, "You need to buy her flowers."
那我的传道娘又说呢，你应该去买一些花。
And I'm like, oh, I say, do I really have to?
那我就说，我必须要这样做吗？
She's like, you're her father. You're the only man in her life.
我说你就像他的父亲一样，你就好像他的父亲。
I like, all right. So I went to Kroger, look at some flowers.
那我就到了 Kroger 呢，然后去看了这些花。
So I look at the flowers, like the bouquet flowers, like the cheapest ones, like $45. I'm like, I'm not going to buy that.
花，然后就看到有已经。配好的插好的花呢要45块钱
so
我说我不要买这个
there's a dozen of rose it's $9.99
然后我就看到有一打的玫瑰花是9.99
then some white lilies like $4.99 a bunch
然后有4.99的百合花
I went home I got a vase and I arranged it myself
然后回去呢我找到了一个花瓶呢我就把这些花给布置起来
so all together and got her a balloon too I even got her a balloon for $20
我还买了一个20块钱的气球
so after I arranged everything I took a picture and I showed my wife this is good enough
我那时候做好了以后呢我就照了相传给传道娘说这样子可以了吗
I said yeah I don't usually do this kind of stuff for anyone
那我说我并不是为每一个人我都这样子做的
because I know it's very important to my niece
那对我来说因为我知道对于我的侄女来说这是很重要的
and the cake is so sweet I don't even like it
这个蛋糕呢是相当的甜的
And it costs so much money for that cake So each piece like $10
那每一块切下来呢就好像十块钱一块但是是很甜的
First of all, any cake that one piece costs $10 It would never taste good to me
那如果一个蛋糕呢一小块一块是切下来一块是十块钱的话对我来说不管再好我都不觉得好吃
No, but it was priceless when I saw her face When you know, I decorate I put a bouquet, I put in her room. When she came from work, she went to her room, she saw the balloon and the flower and stuff like that. To her, she has no idea, only spent $20 for the flowers.
那对我来说，她看到她的反应呢，这才是无价的。那时候她下班回来到她的房间，看到我为她所布置的，有气球，有这个花呢，她也不知道我只花了20块钱。
But the thing is, yeah, it really took me about an hour and a half altogether to do everything, which is an hour and a half out of my time, but you've seen her face, then you know actually it's worth the whole day, not just an hour and a half.
这个花了一个半小时时间去准备这样子的一些礼物，但是看到她的脸上的表情呢，那我想花再多时间都是值得的。
So he have no idea why the man of God wanted to go with them, but he said, yes, I will go.
那在这里我们不知道以利沙为什么愿意去，那但是他的回答是说呢，我会去。
When you and I want to build a great relationship,
然后我们要建造一个很好的关系的时候
sometimes we will do things that we don't want to do, but we know will benefit the other person.
但是我们会做一些我们不想做的事情呢，但是对方是会有帮助的。
And then look at verse 4.
我们请看第四节。
So he went with them.
所以以利沙与他们同去。
And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees.
到了约旦河就砍伐树木。
Of course, because there's famine, maybe it's not enough water and stuff like that, so the best tree to cut is next to the Jordan, right? Because that's the water is there.
因为那时候恐怕是干旱期，所以那时候能够真正有树的地方，好的树木的地方是在河边。
But in verse 5,
第五节,
But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed.
有一个砍树的, 的时候有一人砍树的时候，斧头掉到水里，他就呼叫说：“哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。”
So why this axe head is so important to this person?
为什么这个斧头对这个人是这么重要的呢？
That is a question.
这是一个问题。
Why did he cry out? You know, when the axe head fell into the wall, he cried out.
为什么他呼叫呢？
Why? Why is that so important?
为什么呢？因为这是他所借来的。
First, it was borrowed.
因为这第一个是他所借来的。
So what does that mean when it's borrowed? What does that mean?
借来的意涵是什么呢？
What does it tell us about this story?
这告诉我们这个问题，这个故事在表达什么呢？
Yeah, actually, yes.
在那时候并不是每一个人都有斧头的。
Actually, there was a time everybody was very poor.
但那个时候呢，很多人都是很贫穷的。
I mean, for us nowadays, you need an axe, you need this, you just go and buy at Home Depot or something. It's not a big deal.
那在今日你说你要买一个斧头呢，那也许就去 Home Depot 就买了。
You just go and buy it.
就去买一个。
But during a time, not everyone has the privilege to buy an axe.
但那时候并不是每一个人都有能力去买一个斧头。
So it was borrowed.
所以这是借来的。
And it also tells us, you know, of course, sometimes when you borrow things from others, that doesn't mean you have to care about it. You lose it. Hey, it wasn't my fault. It was cut down the tree. It just fell into the Jordan River. You know, it's not my fault, right?
那有时候也许你说这是借来的，但是这不是我的错，所以这个斧头就没有了。
He also can have an excuse. Your axe is cheap, right? You didn't build your axe right. That's why it fell into the water.
他也许说你的斧头并没有装得很好，不然的话，这怎么头就掉到水里面去了呢
？But actually, no. This man first was very responsible.
这是一个很有责任心的一个人。
You know, you ever let someone borrow your car and then you fill up the gas and then when they bring it back, the gas is completely empty.
那有的时候你借一部车给别人，你帮他加满了油，回来的时候你发现油箱是空的。
And next time they borrow your car, yeah, go ahead, take it. Yeah, I think you would think twice, right?
那下次他再跟你借车的时候，你不会说你就把车开去了。
You ever go and pick somebody up? They ask you a favor, they pick you up, and then you say, "Yeah, I'll be there at 9 o'clock." Then you'd be out there waiting till 9:15, 9:20. They're still inside. Right?
那有的时候有人要你去接他，说是九点钟，讲好是九点钟，但是到9:15, 9:20才出来。
Of course, the next time they ask you to pick them up, I think you're going to think twice.
那下次如果他在要求你去接他的时候呢，也许我们就会再想一想。
You know, for me, when I go to Hawaii,
当我去夏威夷的时候
，you know, there's a minivan that I drive.
在那里呢，我是有一个小的箱型车，是我开的。
And I always make sure every time I leave the island, I must fill up the gas.
但是我很重视的呢，就是当我离开夏威夷岛的时候呢，这个车的油呢，我会把它加满。
I've been doing that for 11 years already.
我这样做了11年的时间。
Why? Because if I leave, you know, because first I praise and thank God that a church has a van for me to drive.
那第一个，我感谢神在那里呢，让我有一部车子可以开。
So I must take the best care of it.
所以我必须要来照顾这样子的车子。
And not only that, they are willing actually to fill up the gas all the time.
那他们每次都已经帮我做加油的工作。
You know, sometimes I sleep at night, and I in the morning when I go someplace, and my gas is completely filled. So members would come at nighttime, they take the van and fill up for you, and it's like how nice is that? Right?
那有的时候晚上我睡觉的时候呢，想第二天去做访问。那早上看到呢，油箱已经被加满了，是信徒晚上来帮我做这件事情。
And then how can I leave the island without filling the gas in that minivan? There's no way I can do that.
那在离开这个夏威夷的时候呢，我就一定需要把这个油箱加满。
Okay, first, okay, it was borrowed.
第一个，这是借来的。
Then what else?
第二个
是什么呢？What else can we think about?
第二个我们要想到的是什么呢？第二个是他失去了工作的工具了以后呢，就不能做砍树的这个工作。
Actually, the axe is the livelihood, not only for the person who borrow, but for the person who borrow it from. This is a livelihood.
那这也另外呢，就是说这个斧头呢，也许是借来的那个人求生的一个工具。
If axe was so common, everybody would have one. But no, during that time, everybody was poor. They don't have the privilege to own axes.
所以斧头呢，在那时候并不是每一个人都有能力所拥有的。
So when he borrowed, and then if he loses, this means he himself cannot help others to cut the log to build whatever they want to build.
他也没有办法再来用斧头来砍树呢，然后要做他们的工作。
Not only that, the person he borrowed from, then there's no axe to do things that he wants to do.
那这个借他斧头的人也失去了斧头呢，不能做他平常可以做的事情。
So this miracle is much more than just an axe head that sank into the Jordan River.
那这个神迹呢，其实是远远的超过呢，就是一个斧头呢掉到约旦河里。
Without the axe, they cannot cut a tree to make a dwelling place.
如果他们没有这斧头呢，就不能砍树呢，就不能建造他们所居住的地方。
Without, if he lost that axe, his relationship with the person he borrowed from not continue to be good.
那他如果没有办法还这个斧头给他借来的那个人的时候呢，他们的关系呢也不会像以前一样。
So in other words, you can see, right? Even though you don't see the relationship he has with the one that he borrowed the axe from, but you can see the love he had toward that person he borrowed from.
那我们虽然不知道他们之间的关系是什么，但是我们看到他对于借来的这个人，从那里借来的人是有一个爱的一种关系。
So this kind of relationship that you and I really must be able to accomplish between brothers and sisters.
那这是我们弟兄姐妹之间应该要建立的一种人际关系。
We need to take care of one another.
我们要互相的照顾。
Even though you know what, maybe it's not a big deal to you, but maybe it's a big deal to that other person.
对你来说，也许并不是很严重的一件事情；对其他人来说，也许是一件严重的事情。
And I told you about, you know, about the brother who you know, his job is to take care of a garden.
那我跟各位讲过，我们有一个做园丁的一位弟兄。
Really, for me, I learned a lot from that situation that happened.
那我从对这件事呢，我学习到了很多。
Because that brother really, he'd been in that church for 20 years, and he always the, you know, the person who keep the garden very beautiful.
那他是在教会里面有做20年的这位，但是也把教会的这个花园整理得很好。
Then in this garden has an iron fence around it and brick pillars that go with, you know, with the iron fence.
那他这个花园呢是有一个铁的这个围墙。And they have a pillar?
Yeah, the pillars, the brick.
还有一个柱子。
So the brick is a little bit ugly, so he's trying to grow this, this vine that, you know, go and cover the brick.
那他这个是用砖头搭建的一个柱子呢，但是看起来不是那么好看，所以他想要用一些爬藤类呢，然后把它装饰一下。
But that vine is a very special vine.
但是这个爬藤类呢，是一个很特殊的。
It would take years to grow.
要花好几年的时间才能长好。
So I was at that church about 8 years.
我在那个教会呢待了八年的时间。
I made the vine grow like that much.
那这个八年的时间呢，只长了这么长。
And for me, I love gardening stuff like that too, and I appreciate the brother because he really everything in the garden is very unique.
那我很感激这位弟兄呢，因为我自己也很喜欢做园艺。那他做的任何事情呢，都是很特别的。
So one time, you know, one of the young brothers, little brothers, he ran and he almost got hit by that vine because it stick out a little bit. Almost got hit. So the father came out. Ah, why this thing is in the way? So he just came and he chopped it.
那个时候有一个年轻的弟兄跑了以后，那小朋友呢差点撞到这一根藤，然后他的爸爸跑来说这个藤在这里呢，他就拿一个剪刀把它剪了。
So of course, when that brother walked by that post and he saw that someone have cut the vine, that's like 10 years of growing.
那我们这位弟兄呢，经过以后呢，就看到这被剪掉的这段藤呢，他想这个花了10年的时间呢，才长成这个样子。
And he was so upset.
那他就是很生气。
There was a big fight during that time.
那时候他们就在那边争执。
Of course, the other brother who cut the vine, why you care about this little vine? It's stupid. It was going to poke my kid's eyes out and stuff like that, you know?
那另外一个弟兄说，你为什么对于这个不起眼的藤呢这么在意呢，这差点把我儿子的眼睛给戳瞎了。
But to the brothers keep the garden, that is little baby, right? He's been trying to grow for 10 years.
那是对于这个在维护花园的这位弟兄呢，是他十年的心血。
But actually, little kid, it should be running around that area anyway, because there's not an area for you to run.
那对于小孩来说呢，不应该是他们在那边乱跑的地方。
But I'm saying that situation,the brother's relationship would never be the same again.
那这两个弟兄他们之间的关系就不会是一样的。
Because, you know, both of them, they seem they are right in their own eyes.
那他们自己呢都认为自己是正确的。
But that vine caused a lot of problems.
但是这一段藤呢造成了很多的问题。
So that's why you can see, you know, for this whole story about the axe head that floated.
所以我们可以看到在整个这个浮起来的斧头的故事之中,
it's all about love. It's all about compassion.
那其实呢，都是互相的关怀,
even though, this man cried out to Elisha, what is the big deal? You know, it's just an axe head.
那在这里，虽然他呼叫了，那对以利沙来说，也许，对其他人来说，也许并不是这么重要的一件事情。
But he didn't say that.
但是以利沙并不是这样说的。
Why? Because Elisha also know that axe head is important to this man who borrowed from the other man.
因为以利沙知道呢，这是对于这个失掉斧头的这个人来说，斧头对他是很重要的。
Even though either way, Elisha would not gain anything.
在这里呢，以利沙什么都得不到。
Because it's really he has nothing to do with this situation.
因为他跟这个事情呢并不相关。
But he was there.
但是他在那里。
If he be able to help,
他就没有办法来帮助。
So he extend himself to help this man.
他就在这里呢。帮助了这个人。
And that's why here in verse 6, so the man of God said, where did it fall?
神人就问说掉到哪里了。
And he showed him the place, so he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float.
他将地方指给以利沙看，以利沙砍了一个木头泡在水里，斧头就飘上来了。
Then verse 7 said, therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it.
第七节，以利沙说，拿起来吧，那人就伸手拿起来。
For me, this is a great story of unity and working together and love toward one another.
那在这我对我来说呢，是一个能够合一，然后一起互相工作，一个爱的故事。
Of course, they cut off a stick.
那在这里呢，他 看了一个木
and throw it in there.
丢到水里面去。
And we know this happened before when the Israelites came out of the land of Egypt.
这就是在
Yeah, the Israelites when they came out of the land of Egypt.
那这就发生是在以色列人他们出埃及的时候。
When the water was bitter.
当水是苦的。
So, and Moses asked him to cut off a branch or a stick and throw it, you know, to the water.
那摩西呢就要他们砍一个树枝丢到水里面。
And that water became sweet.
那水就成为甜的。
Of course, a stick, a branch, or a tree, it represents the cross.
那在这里呢讲到的这个木头讲到这个木头呢就是预表的呢是十字架。
Because of this stick.
因为这个十字架的缘故。
And then this, you know, through the power of God, then the axe head float.
因为这个木头借着神的能力呢所以斧头就飘上来。
And here, the end of verse 6 say, and make the iron float, you know, because this is truly an axe head that is very heavy.
那在这里呢斧头呢其实是应该很重的。
So, through, you know, through this great miracle,
要借着呢这个伟大的神迹。
That even though the situation can become a very bad situation, but now everything come back in order.
那有可能会发生，就是让这个事情变得很不好。但是因为斧头浮上来呢，事情呢又有了秩序。
But if the axe head was not recovered,
但是如果这个斧头呢并没有找回来
then everyone would be very sad.
每个人呢都会很悲伤。
The man who borrowed from the other man.
这个人他去跟人家借来的斧头的这一位。
The man who lent this axe to, you know, to that man who borrowed.
借人斧头的那个人。
And also, I'm sure the man of God will also not be happy.
那我们想到这个神人呢也不会很愉快。
Then the most important thing is that the dwelling place that they want to build, it would not be built, or even is built.Is this man cannot help them because he has nothing to cut the tree with?
就说建造房屋呢，也就不会这么顺利的进行，因为他没有办法去砍木材。
So even though this miracle seems like it's really not that important compared to, you know, the blindness of the Syrian army and things like that.
那这个人也许跟其他的神迹比起来，并不是那么伟大的。
But these are several miracles that's in our lives that is truly from God.
那这也是我们在生活上可以感受到的这些神迹是真正从神而来的。
You know, for me, every single morning I get up is really a great miracle for me and my family.
那每一天我早上能够起床呢，对我来说和我的家庭来说呢，都是一个很大的神迹。
Because you know, my niece and her family and my family be able to see together each other every single day, these are great blessings.
那我能够跟我的侄女的家庭每天都可以见到呢。这是一个很大的一个恩典。
And not only that, it's 13 of my family members came to know Jesus Christ.
那有13位我家庭的成员呢，他们认识了主耶稣。
And all these miracles, even though, you know, sometimes everyday miracle is very small, but actually it tells me how much God loves us.
虽然这些都是很小的一些神迹，但是这也是神这样告诉我，他是多么的爱我。
So every little things that happen in our lives.
所以我们在生活中一些小小的事情。
Just like this axe head fallen to the Jordan River.
就好像这斧头掉到了水中。
It's really not a big deal.
并不是很严重的事情。
Especially not a big deal to Elisha.
但是对于以利沙来说，并不是很重要的事情。
But he performed this great miracle.
但是在这里呢，他成就了一个很大的神迹。
So the man who bought the axe, the man who lent the axe, actually can be, you know, cannot be disturbed or cannot be unhappy.
所以这个借斧头的人跟借人斧头的人跟人借斧头的人呢，都不会很不愉快。
You know, for us, you know, as brothers and sisters.
对我们的弟兄姐妹来说。
Every little things that you and I do for one another is very important.
我们会互相做的一些小事情都是很重要的。
Like usually, you know, during the time I eat lunch, I always eat lunch, you know, with people I know.
那有的时候吃饭的时候呢，我都是跟我认识的人坐在一起。
And today's afternoon, I consciously, you know, I make okay, I'm going to sit with someone that I never sit with before.
那我今天就想说，我要跟我从来没有坐过在一起用餐的弟兄姐妹坐在一起。
But the funny thing is, I sat there and I ate, and after 5 minutes later, and all three of them left me alone.
那再过在那吃了五分钟以后呢，他们三个人呢都就离开了。
And Brother Enoch, he said, "What happened to you? They all left you." I'm like, "Yeah, they did. They all left me."
Enoch 就问我说，发生什么事？是不是他们都走了？我说，对，他们都到别的地方去了。
And I know I decided to do the same thing in Dallas too.
那我在达拉斯也在做这样子的事情。
Of course, it's always more comfortable for us to sit. For me, sit with someone who speaks English than when we talk and stuff, you know, things like that. But to sit with someone, sometimes different culture, different thing, is very awkward.
那有的时候，当然我是比较跟能够讲英文的同龄坐在一起比较自在。有的时候，不同的文化、不同的语言坐在一起是有些不自在。
So even though we sat there almost like what 10 minutes all together, one another, we didn't really say much. I don't know what to say.
那有的时候我们坐十分钟在一起呢，我也不知道该说什么。
But I was happy that I was able to do that.
但是我很高兴我这样子做了。
I think little things like that you and I must try to improve in our lives.
那我们这个是应该在生活中能够慢慢做改善进步的事
情。Not only toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
不只是针对主耶稣基督。
Not only toward our family.
不只是对我们的家庭。
But also toward one another.
但是也是我们互相可以做的事情。
But I think Houston been doing a great, a great job in that aspect.
但是休斯顿，我觉得在这一方面是做的还不错的。
No, everyone who come to Houston really they want to move here.
很多人来到休斯顿都想要搬来。
And they just feel that brothers and sisters are so loving and so kind.
他们感觉到在当地的弟兄姐妹是都是很有爱心的。
No, the last time Dallas, when I was in Dallas, we had a council meeting.
那上次在达拉斯我们开了职务会。
And the pastor's room is very sad looking.The pastor's room in Dallas.
在那时候
it's nice and big, has bathrooms there, but it's very sad looking.
那在达拉斯教会的这个传道房呢，看起来是不是那么好的
？Of course, as a pastor, I cannot say anything because I'm a pastor.
因为我是一个传道人，我什么都不能说。
Then when a new council stayed, like I feel so embarrassed to go into the pastor's room.
那有一位这个职务会成员就说，我每次去。传道房的时候呢，我都觉得很不好意思。
Because everything is used in the pastor's room.
因为其实所有的东西在里面呢都是用过的。
Even the desk you put for the pastor is like it's falling apart because when they took it apart to bring it, and then you cannot put it back together because it's all wobbly.
因为当就算是那个书桌呢，也是以前拆开搬来的时候装回来的时候呢，就不是很稳。
And the mattress is queen size and it's already been used.
那时候也是用过的这一个床垫。
So they asked me, what about Houston? What kind of, because they know I sleep here, right? It's like, hey, how is Houston pastor's room?
他就问我说，在休斯顿传道房是怎么样？
I said, yeah, it's very nice.
我说其实是蛮好的。
The bed is very comfortable.
是一个很好的一张床。
And I said, is that a full size?
他说是不是一个就是单人的床？
Is it a full size, queen size? Queen.
那我们的是
still a little
queen size.
Yeah, queen size. It's very good size. Queen size.
Queen size 的床。
So I think I told him it was a queen size.
那我跟他们讲说是 queen size.
I said they have a little sofa and have a nice desk.
那说有一张沙发，然后有一个很好的书桌。
And they said, what was the budget for them to do the whole, the pastor's room stuff? I think it was $1,000 or something like that.
那时候说休斯顿的预算是多少？我想大概是1,000块钱
左右。Was that right? Like $1,000 something like that?
是不是将近1,000块钱
So I told Dal, I think it's about $1,000.
那我跟他说大概是1,000块钱
So thank God, it's like okay, that's what we can. To do the same thing too.
所以他说感谢神，那我们也可以这样子来做。
No, because little things like this, because Pastor Huang was the first pastor to stay over Dallas when the Dallas church, was finished.
那当达拉斯教会搬到现在的地方的时候呢，黄传道是第一个去访问的传道。
Actually, it is very sad because I don't want to talk about it.Yeah. But when he goes there's nothing there. There's nothing in the room, you know.
那他进去的时候，房间里什么都没有。
But pastor, we never complain.
但是我们通常呢都不这个抱怨。
But actually, loving God's workers also loving God.
那其实爱神的工人呢，也就是爱神。
And I'm not saying this because I'm a pastor.
我并不是这样说，因为我是个传道人。
But really, Deacon Patrick always give me a hard time. I don't come here enough, right?
那 Deacon Patrick 常常跟我说，你都不常来。
I'd rather move here, stay here than Dallas, okay?
我其实是想搬来呢，不要住在达拉斯。
Because over here, you guys treat me so well.
因为本地的信徒在这里对我都是很友善。
Not I'm saying that Dallas don't treat me well.
并不是说达拉斯对我不好。
But right now, we're just trying to learn to love one another and stuff like that.
那我们现在在达拉斯也是想要能够像怎么样来互相的爱对方。
But even my family, they come here like, uncle, this is like heaven over here.
那我的家庭来了这边说，这里就好像在乐园一样。
So brother and sister, keep it that way.
那在这我们要继续的这样，希望能够继续的这样维持下去。
Really, the more people we add to our family, the more trouble is going to come.
当人更多的时候呢，问题也会更多。
But don't forget the simplicity of loving one another.
但是我们不要忘记最基本的、简单的呢，就是互相亲爱。
And be kind, compassionate to one another.
我们互相呢，能够有这种同理心。
Even though this axe head miracle is like so insignificant in that way, but actually is a great sign that how they love and care for one another.
虽然这个斧头飘上来是一个比较小的神迹，但是也展现出来他们那时候是怎么样的互相的亲爱。
So may God bless all of you.
愿神祝福每一位。
And always have a loving heart toward one another.
然后我们互相呢都有一颗爱人的心。
And work together for the benefit of God's kingdom, not to do things that is evil.
那我们来做所有是为神国所做的事，而不是做邪恶的事情。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们一同跪下祷告。